Very good. It has been taken from Vrindavan Thakur, Vrindavan Das.
Vishwanath
Chakravarti Thakur, Chakravarti. In Chamatkar Chandrika. Very wonderful pastime. It has been told that once Mother Yashoda was decorating a box. In this box, Mother Yashoda was keeping very precious ornaments and cloths to send to Jatila house, that Jatila will be happy by this gift, so that she will daily send her daughter-in-law Radhika to my house for cooking for Krishna. Krishna saw and told, Mother, what are you doing? Oh, you should go and play. But he told that, is it for me or for Baldev Prabhu or what? Oh, I am sending it to Jatila to keep, to give to Radhika, so that she will be pleased to send daddy. So when mother make ready and locked it, then Krishna with Madhumangal came and opened the box and take off all these utensils, what they were, and then Krishna himself sat, and Abhimanyu, the son of Jatila, came and he took his to his house. Mother told that keep it to your wife's room, and there all the gopis saw that, oh, there was no ornament, nothing but ornament Krishna himself. So they began to clap and became happy, Radha Krishna meeting. After that, a girl showed Indian
Bharatanatyam,
Bhartiya Natyam, good practice. In future she can do, develop more better. Now your
Yeah.
अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति वेज्ञ राधे तं नयमाम चरणांतिके। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय हार्टली ओबेसेंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Leela Pravishtam Vishnu Pada Sushasya Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. We have begun Prem Vibarth of Jagannanda Pandit.
This microphone is disturbing. Maybe battery is going off.
So, Jagadananda Prabhu is writing that once I brought from Bengal, keeping on the head, one pot of very delicious, precious oil. Jagadananda saw that often Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing and singing, he becomes faint. So, as a medicine for this, medicine for this, he brought anyhow that pot full of very scented oil, and he came to Puri and gave that pot in the hands of Govinda, the Sevak of Mahaprabhu, that time to time you should rub this oil on the head of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that his mrigi rog, his fainting rog will go away. But Govinda was fearing. Anyhow, Jagadananda Prabhu asked whether you have given him, Mahaprabhu, this putting oil on his head or not. Still now, today you must give. Then Govinda Prabhu told that Jagadananda Prabhu, anyhow, by great labor and very difficulty, he has brought a very scented oil for you so that you will not be murcha. You will not be faint. Mahaprabhu at once become very angry and told, Jagadananda Prabhu wants that I should be like Vishais. Today he has brought this pot of oil, then he will bring some mardaniya, some ladies, those who will message me, and thus my all dharma will go away. My sannyasi renounce order will be finished. Keep this oil to Jagannath temple for making his lamp, using in his lamp. When Jagadananda heard this, at once he became very angry, and he took that scented vessel and broke away it in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and went inside his room, locked from inside, and weeping without eating anything. 3 days like this. So, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day came and told, "O Jagai, I've not taken anything from 3 days. You should cook for something for me. I'm going to take bath in the ocean and very soon coming here. And in the meantime, you should make ready everything." Hearing this, his man went away, finished, and he at once cooked very delicious preparations. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from ocean, then he on a very big
banana leaf.
Oh, he kept all these things as like Jagannath Bhog. And then Mahaprabhu told, "Oh, I want to take prasadam with Jagadananda, not alone." But Jagadananda told, "I will take after. I have to do so many things. And after, with Govind, I will take prasadam." Then Mahaprabhu took prasadam, and after Jagadananda. So, prem kala. So, in this way, once he became in man, and he wanted that he should go to Vrindavan. He will go Vrindavan. He was asking permission from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu telling, no need of going. But one day, Sarva Damodar Prabhu came and told Jagadananda wants to go to Vrindavan. Please order him to go. Then Mahaprabhu anyhow gave the order. And Jagadananda, remembering all past times of Mahaprabhu, quarreling with him, he began to walk towards Vrindavan. After some distance of the border, he was thinking, why I did so? I'm very, very foolish. How can I be without
Mahaprabhu?
I cannot live, I cannot survive. And anyhow, then he went weeping in Vrindavan. When he reached, he was staying with Sanatana Goswami in Gokul. One day, Jagadananda was cooking rice, and in the meantime, Sanatana Goswami, wrapping on his head a red cloth here, and he came in front of Jagadananda Prabhu. Jagadananda Prabhu asked, "Whose cloth is you are binding here?" "Ataya sannyasi, Mayabad."
"Giri."
"Oh, Mayabadi sannyasi." And he took that cooking vessel and began to throw it on Sanatana Goswami Prabhu. Then Sanatana Goswami began to laugh and told, ओ प्रभु आई वांटेड टू सी दिस दैट हाउ यू आर वन पॉइंटेड इन महाप्रभु आई कुड नॉट बिकम लाइक यू दैट इज वाई चैतन्य महाप्रभु गिव्स मी बिटर नेम दैट इज सो मच ऑनर टू मी एंड यू ही ऑलवेज चेस्टाइजेज एंड दिस इज लाइक अमृत दिस इज लाइक नेक्टर Then, when I saw, I became very, very shame and sat there and I began to ask pardon, excuse from Sanatana Goswami. Gaur jato, jato more jane, amar pathaye bindavane, maja dekhe, thake nije dure. Bhal tar hoksu. He is telling that I did not want to come to Vrindavan without Mahaprabhu. But anyhow, he gave permission, but he never wanted. But he wanted to see that what he is doing in Vrindavan, leaving me here. And then, if he is happy there, thinking by this condition, he should be happy. Ami Kandi Ratridin, though I was separate, I was in Vrindavan, but there, for Mahaprabhu, I was weeping and weeping day and night. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is laughing and joking him. From there. In this way, he is remembering one after another sweet pastimes of Mahaprabhu and weeping and writing. He is telling चित कृष्ण जीव कृष्ण चिन्मय भास्कर ही इज टेलिंग सम तत्व दैट कृष्ण इज ट्रांसेंडेंटल सन एंड जीव आर हिज विभिन्न अंश पार्टिकल्स पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ गॉड हेज कृष्ण नित्य कृष्ण देखी कृष्ण करे न आदर दोज हु आर ऑलवेज सर्विंग कृष्ण देयर और दे आर वेरी हैप्पी बट देर आर सो मेनी कंडीशंस ऑल कृष्ण बहिर्मुख हो ही यार भोगवांछा करे निकटस्थ माया तरे झपटिया धरे वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट प्रयास कृष्ण बहिर्मुख होइया भोगवांछा करे इन ट्रांसेंडेंटल वर्ल्ड ही कैन नॉट डू लाइक दिस एंड देर इज नो माया जोग माया इज देयर दिस वर्ल्डली माया इज नॉट देयर एंड इट इज रिटन दैट दैट वेरी नियर अस इट मीन्स नॉट इन गोलोक वृंदावन So, jiva condition soul have not come from divine lok or transcendental world, Vrindavan, from Tatastha Shakti, from Karnabji Sai, Vishnu site, he has come. So, Nikatastha Maya, very nearer to Karnabji Sai, Vishnu, Maya is there, Jhapatiya Dhare. Attacks that jeev. Pisachi paile jeno mati channa hai. Maya grasta jivar hai se bhavudai. Pisachi means Which? As a wish attacks anyone, this Maya attacks, and then jeev, they think that I am this body and these are my sons, wealth and position, everything there, and forgets Krishna. And then he began to serve Oi Maya. আমি নিত্য সিদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ দাস এই কথা বলে মায়ার নফর হইয়া চিরদিন বলে হি ফরগেটস দ্যাট আই এম নিত্য এটার্নাল সার্ভেন্ট অফ কৃষ্ণ ইউ শুড নো দ্যাট ইউ আর অল এটার্নাল সার্ভেন্ট অফ কৃষ্ণ দাস দাসী মেড সার্ভেন্ট অর সার্ভেন্ট বট উই হ্যাভ ফরগেটেন হিম And we are thinking that this body is mine, I am this body, and these sons' relatives are mine. And thus serving them, from date of creation, oh, he is coming and going in this world. Kabhu Raja, Kabhu Praja, Kabhu Viprasudra. Sometimes he becomes in this world Raja, king. Sometimes Praja, subjects. Sometimes Brahmin. Sometimes Shudra. Sometimes very, very sorrow. Sometimes very happy. Sometimes unhappy. Sometimes insects like ant and more small. Sometimes demigods, sometimes Brahma, sometimes Daitya, demons, Kabhu, Das, Kabhi, Prabhu. Erup sansar bhamite kono jan, sadhu sange nija tattva avagatahan. In this way, but coming and going in this world,
rotating.
Jeev from the date of creation up till now, he is traveling. By chance, if sadhu sangha is there, who is sadhu? Who has totally surrender himself in the lotus feet of Krishna, they are sadhu. Always remembering Krishna and his associates, they are sadhu. They follow the etiquettes of very Mahabhagavatam, they are sadhu. And then, nijatattva jani ar sansara na chaye. Kenoa bhajinu kare maya hai. Now I see that we are all very happy in this world with our daughter, son, husband, wife. Very happy. But really, we are not happy. After some time we will be old, then sick, so many diseases will come, and then you will see that at the time of death so much heavy suffering, unhappiness comes. Now, when he knows all these things from a sadhu, then he repents for that. What I have mistaken. Namala, O Krishna, oh, I have left your lotus feet and I have become like this. And that is why Amar Sarvanash.
Everything ruined for me.
Eh?
Everything has been ruined.
My life has been ruined.
Everything has been ruined.
Oh, my everything has been ruined.
Spoiled.
Oh Prabhu, now you should be happy with me. You should be merciful to me and make me your servant. And then, by the help of Guru, Krishna bhajte bhajte, from Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, and then Rati, Bhav, and Prem, thus he achieves Krishna. How we should do chant Hari name? Jadi karibe Krishnam sadhu sanga karo. If you want to chant Hare Krishna, remember Hare Krishna, then do it in the guidance of any Vaishnav, true Vaishnav, who always chants Krishna name. Bhukti mukti siddhi bancha dure. Give up all worldly desires to be happy in this world or liberation or heaven, heavenly planets, sukh, everything happiness, giving up. One thing more, in bhajan we must give 10 kinds of aparad. You should know the aparad and try to avoid all these 10 kinds of aparad. Anasakta Vishambhuja Adloha Krishna. Don't be attached with worldly persons and Vishabhog. Vishabhog means worldly things. And always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How? Remembering Krishna's sweet pastimes, and we should do it. Krishna bhakti anukul karaha svikar. What is favorable for Krishna bhakti, you should only accept. And what is not favorable, you should
reject.
Give up. Give up them totally. If male, then thinks all ladies like mother and should do pranam. Not anything else, only one thing. And female also see males like father.
Brother.
Nothing else. Sometimes brother, like in this way. Gyan jog chesta chhara ar karma sanga. You should give up gyan, ashtanga jog, patanjali jog. Nowadays patanjali jog coming very fast and bauddhar now increasing. So be very careful from them. Bauddha religion is very, very, very against bhakti. You must know that Krishna always saves me, and he will save me certainly. So don't fear. Be always very happy and nirbhik, fearless. What is with you? Totally surrender in the lotus feet of Krishna. In this world, it is very rare to find a sadhu sangha. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as a sadhu in this world, to give easily his sadhu sangha. And he brought his associates from that Golok Vrindavan, and they were very prefer available. Sometimes he sent, like he sent Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj in this world. Without any invitation he came. and I am also coming in this world. Others may come also. So, anyhow, he is very merciful, and that is why he has made such a real regulation. Gorapad karaho buddhiman, gorabai sadhu guru ke acheyan. You must take the shelter of Gaurchandra. Without him, who is sadhu and who is guru? He is only. So totally we should surrender in the lotus feet of Gaurchandra.
Kirtan.
Bairagi bhai.
Kirtan kariye din ekta. Eta kirtan kariye din.
Bairagi bhaiya, bhai. Gramya katha na sunibe. Oh, renounce order, sannyasis and brahmacharis for them. Don't do parcharcha, criticize any, don't criticize anyone, never. You grihastha too, but especially for sannyasi, renounce order, sannyasis and brahmacharis. And in dream, even in a dream, sannyasis of brahmacharis should not talk with them. You have left wife, mother, father, everything. Again, why? What is the purpose? So you should not do like this. Anyone can tell that I have taken renounce order, sannyas, but I was not married, so this is not for me. Oh yes, it is also in that category, because he has taken renounce order. He should also think all ladies as mother, sister and
daughter,
nothing else. And in even dream, he should not talk with them. Choto Haridasar katha thake janomane. Oh, if you want to be of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always remember the pastime of Choto Haridas. Mahaprabhu rejected forever, for that life, whole life. Bhalo na paribe, bhalo na paribe, bhalo na khaibe, bhalo na paribe. Hirde tera da Krishna Sarvadas. Don't allow your tongue to take very delicious foods, and don't wear very, very costly. But it is, especially in India, Jagannath Puri and other places, for where there is cold, he will have to take coat, overcoat and so many things. So it is allowed. But for Western countries, it is very difficult to do two bhajan. They cannot be separate from wives, children and others. Very, very rare. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari. Yesterday, due to rain and due to
cyclone,
our classes were somewhat disturbed. So Giri Maharaj will speak the remnant what he has left, and then others will speak.
Om Gyanati Grandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miritamyana Tatmanshi Gurave Namaha Gurave Gurachandra Radhika Tadare Krishna Krishna Bhakta Bhakta Namo Namaha Namah Vishnu Padaya Radhika Piratmane Shishima Bhakti Granta Narani Itinamine Vanchakalpa Tadubhyascha Kripasindubhya Vajra Patitanam Pravaniyo Vashnudhyo Namo Namaha. First of all, let me offer my innumerable Dandavat Pranam, the Lord's feet of my beloved Gurudev, Shishimad Bhaktivinoda Narayana Goswami Maharaj. All our Rupanuka Guru Bhaga, all of Sannyasi Gan, Vaishnava, Vaishnavi, and respected guests. So I was quoting one of the four nectar shlokas that Chitraketa Maharaj and the body of the demon Vipasura was praying to Krishna before being killed by Indra. And one of them was Ajata Paksha, Iva Mataram Kaga. Now what's the second line? Stanam
yatha
vatsatara priyam priyeva vishutam vishana manor indaksha dedikshite. So the first line, it's three kinds of eagerness for Krishna. The first line, like a baby bird, is crying for its mother to come and feed it. The baby bird hasn't grown wings yet. The second one is like a calf when he is hankering for his mother, a cow, to feed some milk. And the third line, like a beloved, is hankering, is missing her lover to come and satisfy in all respects. In this way, I have eagerness to render direct service to you. So the first line, the baby bird is crying and hankering, has utkanta, eagerness for its mother, but why? This, I'm only repeating the katha that Srila Gurudeva has given us in the past. Why is the baby bird crying like this? Only because of anxiety, that some fear that another bird will come and eat it in the absence of its mother. And only to satisfy its own hunger, the baby bird is crying for the mother. And the calf, similarly, is very much hungry for its mother, but why? Only to drink the milk, only to feed. So we are also like this. We only pray to Krishna to alleviate our suffering and to fulfill our material desires. But actually, this kind of prayer, this kind of mood will not give us Raj Prem. But in the third line, like a wife who is hungering for her husband who is far away to come back, and then she can satisfy him. So actually, Priyam Priyeva doesn't refer to husband and wife, it refers to lover and beloved. And this actually touches on Gopi Bhav, because when a beloved is hankering for a lover, she is not thinking, oh, let him come and satisfy me. She is thinking, when he comes, I will serve him so nicely and make so much arrangements for his comfort and pleasure like this. She is not thinking about her own selfish desire. So Srila Gurudeva has explained that in this shloka and the other four shlokas, three shlokas, this is the first time in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Shukadeva Goswami actually touched on Gopi Bhav, and this kind of mood has arisen in him. So if we follow this kind of instructions, then we will also be able to develop some little bit of this Bhav, because in these four shlokas, it's the essence of the mood and feelings of the real Vaishnava, like this. So Gurudev has given us all these jewels, and this is the final teachings of this Katal Chitraketu Vipasura, that whatever body we are in, we should pray with great eagerness for Krishna, not to fulfill our desires and alleviate our suffering, but to have the mood of direct service and great hankering for Krishna, and especially for the association of his associate, especially for Guru. If we develop this kind of hankering, this kind of eagerness, then our life will be successful. Nitai Gaura Premanande.
The Upakhyan history of Chitraketu Maharaj is very wonderful, and so much teachings are hidden. First of all, if anyone has no son or daughter, They should not think that without sun how can I will be happy. So this story tells, by a daughter, by a wife, by husband, we cannot be happy.